I think that shows a trace of deceit in Blue Tooth Johnson's makeup. I've always considered Blue Tooth one of the most open and above-board individuals on the face of the earth. I think...
Excuse me, Willie. What you talking about?
You haven't been listening to me?
I lost track. I was trying to thread my needle.
I don't know, but what I ought to be insulted.
I'm sorry. Who's this that's got a trace of deceit in their makeup?
Blue Tooth Johnson. He traded a bicycle pump for a doghouse and installed the doghouse in his backyard.
Blue Tooth's got a dog?
No, and that's where the deceit comes in. He's deluding the American public into the false belief that he has got a dog. Innocent passerbys notice that doghouse and naturally jump to the conclusion there's a dog on the premises. No, I've always considered Blue Tooth...
Somebody in the kitchen.
Hello?
Probably Irvin.
Hi, kiddo.
Hi.
Blue Tooth also claims he gets quite a peculiar sensation out of swallowing water too fast. He'll dump a whole glassful down his neck and it floods his eyes, ears, nose, and throat. And so it's a very surprising sensation.
He must have a lot to do.
Oh, of course, Blue Tooth don't spend all his time pouring water down his neck.
Well, say, mister, you come in treading softly like a panther.
Greetings, friends, greetings. I bring you compliments from the grateful citizens of Terre Haute, Indiana.
I fell down and tore my sock after I left you this noon, Gov.
I'm desolate to hear it. Here, take my hat and overcoat in the hallway and hang them up.
I sure am the hat and overcoat guy. The American public takes it for granted I hang up everybody's hat and overcoat.
If I had my pocketbook with me, I'd give you a penny.
Uh-huh.
What do you say?
Well, thank you.
I get any mail, kiddo?
Mailman never stopped. Telephone never rung. Nobody's been at the door. Quietest afternoon I ever saw.
Mom, tell Gov about Blue Tooth's doghouse.
Tell Gov about Blue Tooth's what?
Doghouse. Anything the matter, Vic?
Do I seem melancholy?
Yeah.
Oh, nothing of a startling or tragic nature troubles me.
Office trash worrying you?
I'm not going to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin tomorrow, Sage.
No.
No.
Oh, your friend Mr. McDancy call it off?
Oh, he'll be in Sweet Esther, Wisconsin tomorrow. I had a letter from him this afternoon.
Did you tell Gov about Blue Tooth Johnson's doghouse, Mark?
No.
Blue Tooth Johnson's got a doghouse, Gov.
Oh, you're just saying that.
He traded a bicycle pump for it.
Great heavens, ma'am, this can't be true.
He has installed the doghouse in his backyard and is deluding the American public into the erroneous belief he owns a dog.
My brain reels at this intelligence.
What happened to your lovely trip to Wisconsin, Dick?
Oh, this, that, and other things.
You were looking forward to it so much.
In every life, some rain must fall, they say.
Well, what was the trouble?
Well, in the light of several matters brought to my attention this afternoon, the journey don't seem feasible.
Feasible means practical.
Does it, honey?
I looked it up.
You're a dear.
I looked it up because I suspected Mildred Tisdall of using it incorrectly. She was choking down a candy bar between classes the other day and says, "This candy bar sure does taste feasible." "This candy bar sure does taste feasible," she said. Tell a funny thing and nobody laughs.
You laugh.
Yeah, I laugh.
What were the matters brought to your attention this afternoon?
Well, I called up the ticket agent down at the depot and discovered it's practically impossible to get to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin. Seems Sweet Esther, Wisconsin is way off in the wilderness someplace. Well, that discouraged me. And this letter from Homer U. McDancy discouraged me. And the final crusher was when I had a long-distance telephone call from Honky J. Sponger in Chicago.
Honky J. Sponger is a big, large muckety-muck?
He's a sublime Sky Brother Imperial. What that actually means is that she's kind of a combined business manager, publicity agent, and general secretary.
I got something in my tooth.
You were looking forward so much to your trip.
I was.
Are you terrible disappointed?
Well, it's not anything vital. Hardly a matter of life and death. I'd be a fine sissy dilly-do if I sobbed and cried because a little journey up to Wisconsin didn't pan out.
I got something in my tooth.
You say the trains don't run to Sweet Esther?
Oh, they run there, but by an extremely circuitous route. A guy has to go to Peoria, change cars and go to Galesburg, change cars and go to Sycamore, change cars and go to Dubuque, Iowa, and then catch a train there that goes to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin.
Mercy.
A tiresome trip, huh?
Goodness, yes.
When the ticket agent down at the depot rattled off that itinerary, my spirits were appreciably dampened.
Oh, I should think so.
I got something in my tooth.
Russell, honey.
Yeah?
Don't say I got something in my tooth anymore.
Yeah. You said you had a letter from your chum McDancy that discouraged you.
Yeah.
What was the matter with him?
Well, one of my chief motives in meeting him in Sweet Esther, Wisconsin, was to form his acquaintance.
Oh, mm-hmm, sure.
See, he and I have been fellow members of the All-Star Marching Team this long while, and we've never met each other. And I was anticipating with considerable pleasure the forming of his acquaintance.
Would you like me to name over the members of the All-Star Marching Team?
What do you mean, kiddo?
Well, so often you ask me to do that.
Oh. No, don't bother.
Scrooge, whose Johnson dearly loves to send his dear friends into hysterical spasms of choking convulsive laughter by telling
the
story.
We're talking, Willie. Well, did Homer U. McDancy snub you in his letter?
No. Why?
Oh, you said you wanted to form his acquaintance, but he discouraged you.
He didn't discourage me forming his acquaintance. What was discouraging in his letter is that he's only going to be in Sweet Esther, Wisconsin 5 minutes.
5 minutes?
That's all. The reason for that is he's just going to be in Sweet Esther between trains. He's really on his way to transact business in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Yeah?
Hmm.
Homer U. McDancy lives in East Plain, Oregon, don't he, Doc?
Yeah.
He's traveling from East Plain, Oregon to Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and changing cars at Sweet Esther, Wisconsin.
I know, it sounds absurd.
Well, it sounds crazy.
Well?
Why, he's traveling from coast to coast. You think he'd change cars at some place like Chicago or Detroit or Cleveland? You wouldn't think he'd change cars at a little tiny town in Wisconsin that's not even on the map.
I don't know.
He's got 5 minutes between trains in Sweet Esther?
That's all. And in order to make connections, he has to walk briskly from one railroad station to another railroad station 3 blocks away.
And you walk along with him, huh?
Well, that was the thought.
A march with him.
Huh?
The plan was for Gov to march with him.
Oh.
Am I correct in that point, Gov?
Well.
You see, Mom, Gov and Homer U. McDancy are both members of the All-Star Marching Team. And they never marched together, and their plan was to make new large history for the Sacred Stars of the North Pole.
Yeah, I know all that. No, you couldn't form much of a friendship marching along the street with a fellow that's only got 5 minutes to catch a train in.
Uh-uh.
I can see how you'd be discouraged.
Yeah.
Blue Tooth Johnson often reduces his friends to cringing, helpless clouds of shrieking, hysterical laughter.
And what was the other business that discouraged you? Whatchamacallit, from Chicago telephone long distance?
Honky J. Spongy.
What was eating him?
We've gotten in touch with a local photographer there in Sweet Esther, Wisconsin. His thought was to get a picture of me and Homer U. McDancy.
Marching down the street.
Yeah.
Well?
He discovered that the street between the two railroad stations is all torn up.
Well, how do you mean?
I'm afraid this sounds a little silly.
Oh.
Hunky J. Sponger called up this photographer in Sweet Esther, Wisconsin, to make arrangements, and the photographer told him the street was torn up.
The street you and Mr. McDancy planned to march on?
Yeah. You see, McDancy's only got 5 minutes to catch his train in, and this street is the shortest route.
Hmm.
He'll have to scoot along at the dog trot at that to make connections.
If you two fellows were to march, you'd have to do it at the double quick.
Triple quick.
Yeah.
The street's a mass of bricks, concrete, dirt, sand, and gravel. Great piles of rubble and trash clutter up the whole distance between the two railroad stations. Piles of rubble and trash that impede our marching.
Yeah.
Man can't do his best marching if he has to climb and crawl over heaps of brick, concrete, dirt, sand, and gravel.
No.
There you have the reasons why I'm not traveling to Sweet Esther, Wisconsin tomorrow.
Well.
I had to look forward to the trip.
Yes, I know.
There's considerable eagerness.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well, in this life we have to be prepared for disappointment. I'd be a fine sissy dilly-doo if I sobbed and cried because a little journey to Wisconsin didn't pan out.
Well.
What's the matter?
Huh?
What'd you say well for?
I got something in my tooth.